Nowhere. Classic Motown, The Spinners, from the Best Of. That's called It's a Shame. Rick Berlin, actually the Berlin Airlift. I remember that. It says 1982. You know, the digital record cover comes up, and we both saw it out of the corner of our eye, and I'm like, I remember having that and just looking at that and listening to Berlin Airlift way back then. It was Don't Stop Me From Crying.
It's an iconic album cover.
Way the hell ahead of their time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's power pop before it was characterized as that, and the feature of the piano is just awesome, and speaking of layered vocals, I mean... It was just great. And Rick Berlin is still doing it today.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's still around.
He is. Used to be you could go and have him wait on you in JP. He worked at Doyle's.
He worked at Doyle's?
For decades and decades.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because I know he lives up in this area.
Yeah, well... That's how I first came upon him way back then. Cloud Nothings was after that from a record called Attack on Memory in 2012 called Stay Useless. It's something that I live my life by, that credo. And finished up with the Juliana Hatfield 3 from Become What You Are way back in 1993, My Sister. And it devolves in the song to I Hate My Sister.
I can agree with that.
It does. Yeah? I don't have a sister to hate, but if I did, I would be able to identify.
I know my sister's not listening, so
That's good. Nobody's listening. Well, it's a weird time.
Should we open up a window here and yell at people?
It's not allowed. Tell them to listen? The alarm will go off. We'll have, like, cops. It'll be awful.
No one's around.
It'll be awful.
No one's here.
No one's here. Okay, so let's talk about this paper that you gave me. I see five tracks here, actually more than five. Maybe we'll play more than five. Who knows?
It's up to you.
But starting off with Live White Stripes from the Orpheum Theater in 2003. It was a WBCN live broadcast.
Yes.
And this is Death Letter. So
by Sun Ra.
Sun Ra.
Yeah, a cover song, you know.
This
is a great blues song.
So... it says it's 7 minutes long, but it's really not 7 minutes long.
Right. We'll cut out the audience
after when he drops the mic. Then I said, "Well, we'll figure it out."
Yep.
But there's five of these, everybody. You know, live recordings right off the board. Starting off, as I said, with the White Stripes at WMFO. Enjoy, everybody. I've never heard this before. You've heard them, haven't you?
Every day.
Oh, good. All right. It's WMFO in Medford. It'd be really nice if I could start it. There we go.
children to ever all time. When mother is dead, father will do the best he can. When mother is dead, while you walk with heads hang low, wandering around from door to door, nobody treats you like mother will. Oh, when mother is dead, father will do the best he can. When mother is dead, ain't nobody alive will take mother's place now. When mother is dead, why you walk with heads hanging low, wandering around from door to door, nobody treats you like mother will. Oh, when mother is dead.
Thank you.
Connected to the brain. Find me a woman and lay down on the ground. Pleasure comes falling down like rain. Give myself a car, I feel power as I fly. Oh, now I'm really in control. It all looks fine to the naked eye, but it don't really happen that way at all. Don't happen that way at all. You sign your own name. Still get separate rooms. each other's eyes. Both think we know what's right, both know we know what's wrong. We tell ourselves so many, many, many lies. It all looks fine to the naked eye, but it don't really happen that way at all. Don't happen that way at all. Thank you.
through a barbecue.
Today, my new son and I threw a barbecue.
There were burgers and chicken.
I burnt everything. The burgers, the chicken, the salad.
Ah, they were delicious.
They were awful.
And then we had watermelon.
I'm allergic to watermelon.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. Mrs. Wakeham's window. Mrs. Wakeham's windshield. And then, somehow, my hand. My hand!
And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Bravo!
You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Four in the morning here at WMFO. Wow, what a treat that was. Thanks, Mike Maloney.
A little bonus there at the end with Pearl Jam.
Yeah, that, I know it. We weren't going to do that. And well, let me just tell everybody, that was a set of six songs that are right off of the soundboard at different live shows across the eons that Mike brought in. And you got them from different sources.
Different sources, trades, the internet, you know.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
You know, YouTube is a great source right now to get this stuff.
Yeah, like you just heard, you can download off of there, and it sounds pretty damn good.
It does.
So let's see. We started off with something from the White Stripes. Remember, that's one guitar player is what that is. And like he calls himself Jack. Death Letter, live from the Orpheum Theater right here in Boston in 2003. Squeeze, live from Grant Park in Chicago, 1994. Is That Love?
With Amy Mann singing back up.
Yeah, and you were saying something to me that I didn't know. So she was like, when she took off from these states, because her career kind of wasn't, she just wanted to go get away.
Having,
she,
you know, having record company problems.
Yeah,
you know.
So she went across the pond, and she came upon Squeeze, and yep. she played with them for a while.
She basically joined the band for a year.
Never recorded with them.
No.
No. But she toured with them.
She toured with them, and that's what we got right there.
That's pretty cool. She was on that track?
Yeah, she was singing backup.
Oh, man. The Who, just after that, live 1971, the Young Vic Theater in London. That was Naked Eye. Tribe, Boston's own Tribe, live from Newbury Sound Studio right here in Boston, 1989. That was Daddy's Home. Eric Clapton from, did you say the Slow Hand Tour?
Yes.
Slow Hand Tour back in 1978, live in Santa Monica Civic Center. That was The Core. And I was going to end it there. But I just couldn't do it. I saw Pearl Jam live from the Boston Garden 2006. That was Unemployable. The track's graded, but that's not a good place to be in, personally, if, if that happens to you. But that was really cool, and I thank you, Mike. You gave me a copy of that CD, so I'm going to be able to play that again in the future. That was awesome. And there's a couple I didn't play.
There's always more. I got plenty for
you. There's always more.
You know where to find me.
All right. So we'll do that again. Okay, 10:36 in the morning, here till 11, until Something About the Women comes in. And until then, it's really funny, you know, Mike, when you come here, I was saying I like to play all these things back from when I knew you in the 80s, and but this has nothing to do with that. But I said, Angie McMahon, you ever heard of her? And you're like, yeah, I told you about her.
Yeah, I requested this song probably a month ago.
Yeah. And did I play it?
No.
Oh, crap. I'm going to play it now. All right, I heard this today, and I don't know why I picked it, but I guess maybe I just remembered. And she sounds a lot like Chrissy Hynde to me. It's very, very impressive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, how did you hear of her?
I heard her on another radio station I won't mention.
I didn't play her, huh?
You didn't play her.
All right, new noise, Angie McMahon from her record called Salt. This is great. This is called Keeping Time at WMFO, Medford.
Keeping time, or at least I'm learning how to. my dream. I was hypnotized, I was paralyzed. I could hardly speak. Baby, I kinda see. Just because it caught a man, it doesn't mean it had to ever mean a thing.
I'm not. it along. Things I don't wanna tell you. Now there ain't no doubt. You lit a fire in me that can't seem to put out. Always things. Always things.
To WMFO in Medford.
Phone. He wants to shut his phone. Fetters is a prima donna. Yvonne still be along. Every time I think I've reached the end, here she comes, she's back again. Oh, baby, let the bygones be. Let the bygones be. Let the bygones be. Let them be now, yeah. Let the bygones be. Let them be now, yeah.
WMFO Medford, 10:56 in the morning, ending the last set of the day with the beautiful song stylings of the late, great Asa Brebner from his record called Abbey Load that was Let Bygones Be. Always beautiful to hear stuff from him. And there's going to be a retrospective compilation that's being recorded now by our friend Larry Newman and a whole bunch of local luminaries recording Asa Brebner's music. That's going to be out hopefully sometime next year, and they're going to come here first and play the stuff for us. So rest in peace, Asa Brebner. Beautiful track called Let Bygones Be. Before that, Paul Westerberg, another one of my all-time favorites from 1993's record called 14 Songs. That was Things. Mudcrutch just before that. Tom Petty production, you might say. I got that from a compilation called An American Treasure, put out in memory of Tom and the Heartbreakers and everything they did. That was called Lost in Your Eyes. They call that an outtake from 1974. Just imagine back then putting something like that out and not getting a record company to pay attention to you. Crazy. Mudcrutch and Lost in Your Eyes. Brian Auger was just before that. From 2016, there's a retrospective called Back to the Beginning, the Brian Auger Anthology. He was a keyboard player that specialized in the Hammond organ. And when I looked into him, I guess there's a whole bunch of stuff he did. And when I found that one, I said, I got to play that. That was called Inner City Blues by Brian Auger. And started off with somebody, Mike had requested that I play, and I blew it off somehow. Angie McMahon from this year, record called Salt. I was Keeping Time. Really loved that a lot.
Awesome. It was an awesome, awesome song.
So thank you so much for coming in here. Great.
Thanks for having me here.
We'll do it again, for sure. I love the live stuff. Thank you for doing that. And Something About the Women is coming up next with Joanne, and I want to leave you with something appropriate. Local band Hyber, H-Y-B-E-R, who is recorded by the same guy, Babyland Studios. Mike over there is responsible for this new EP called Sleep. This is Hyber, and good for me. I'm Mike. If they let me, I'll come back next week at 9. Thanks for listening, everybody. Really, really appreciate it. And you know what? I got to start the song. Can I do that?
You can.
All right.
Do it. You're a professional.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's WMFO in Medford.